Blog Talk Radio.
Of Christ. They call it Resurrection Sunday now instead of Easter. Makes sense to me, but nobody told me until, what, I think it was 2 years ago, all of a sudden it's like, Happy Resurrection Sunday, and I'm going, oh, okay, I guess they changed it. But you know what? Very descriptive, so it's okay that they want to call it that. Doesn't bother me a bit. I can join in with that wholeheartedly. After all, that's what we're celebrating today. Okay, and I've got so many good songs. He sent me a bunch, and I found a bunch, and then I found a bunch more, and then he sent me one more, and yeah, you guys are going to love this because I know I love picking them out and hearing them. So, you know, but first things first, we're going to start back on Good Friday. With the story of what happened to Jesus, okay? His crucifixion, his leading it up to there. I've got Matthew and Luke, and I think I'm going to start in Luke because I like that version better. They both tell the story, but Luke has much more colorful language. You know, it's just, he's just better. All right, and I'm going to start on verse 37, and this is not the King James Version. My poor version of this is just falling all apart. This is a New Testament called The Greatest is Love. I bought this at a motel we stayed at. Oh, my gosh, maybe 35, 40 years ago, maybe longer. I paid $2 for it. They had a little envelope in it, and I sent them that $2 and took this. I'm so glad I did. This is very, very easy to understand. So I'm going to read this story out of this version today. I'm starting with Luke 22, verse 37. For the time has come for the prophecy about me to come true. He will be condemned as a criminal. Yes, everything written about me by the prophets will come true. Master, they said, we have two swords among us. Enough, he said. Then, accompanied by the disciples, he left the upstairs room and went as usual to the Mount of Olives. There he told them, pray God that you will not be overcome by temptation. He walked away, perhaps a stone's throw, and knelt down and prayed this prayer. Father, if you are willing, please take away this cup of horror from me. But I want your will, not mine. Then an angel from heaven appeared and strengthened him. For he was in such agony of spirit that he broke into a sweat of blood, with great drops falling to the ground as he prayed more and more earnestly. At last he stood up again and returned to the disciples, only to find them asleep, exhausted from grief. Asleep, he said, get up. Pray God that you will not fall when you are tempted. But even as he said this, a mob approached, led by Judas, one of his 12 disciples. Judas walked over to Jesus and kissed him on the cheek in friendly greeting. But Jesus said, Judas, how can you do this, betray the Messiah with a kiss? When the other disciples saw what was about to happen, they exclaimed, Master, shall we fight? We brought along the swords. And one of them slashed at the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said, don't resist any more. And he touched the place where the man's ear had been and restored it. Then Jesus addressed the chief priests and captains of the temple guards and the religious leaders who headed the mob. Am I a robber, he asked, that you have come armed with swords and clubs to get me? Why didn't you arrest me in the temple? I was there every day. But this is your moment, the time when Satan's power reigns supreme. So they seized him and led him to the high priest's residence, and Peter followed at a distance. The servant girl noticed him in the firelight and began glaring at him. Finally she spoke. This man was with Jesus. Peter denied it. Woman, he said, I don't even know the man. After a while, someone else looked at him and said, you must be one of them. No, sir, I am not, Peter replied. About an hour later, someone else flatly stated, I know this fellow is one of Jesus' disciples, for both are from Galilee. Talk about guilt by association. But Peter said, man, I don't know him. And as he said the words, a rooster crowed. At that moment, Jesus turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered what he had said. Before the rooster crows tomorrow morning, you will deny me three times. And Peter walked out of the courtyard, crying bitterly. All right, now we're going to skip to chapter 23. And it's where the council took the matter to Pilate. And this was a time where there was a clemency hearing. And they accused Jesus of treason, heresy, and all that good stuff that they could think of, you know, but they couldn't prove it. So Pilate says, what is the crime? and then they became desperate. But he is causing riots against the government everywhere he goes, all over Judea, from Galilee to Jerusalem. Is he then a Galilean? Pilate asked. When they told him yes, Pilate said to take him to King Herod, for Galilee was under Herod's jurisdiction, and Herod happened to be in Jerusalem at the time. Herod was delighted at this opportunity to see Jesus, for he had heard a lot about him and had been hoping to see him perform a miracle. He asked Jesus question after question, but there was no reply. Meanwhile, the chief priests and other religious leaders stood there, shouting their accusations. Now Herod and his soldiers began mocking and ridiculing Jesus and putting a kingly robe on him. They sent him back to Pilate. That day, Herod and Pilate's enemies before, became fast friends. Then Pilate called together the chief priests and other Jewish leaders among the people, along with the people, and announced his verdict. You brought this man to me, accusing him of leading a revolt against the Roman government. I have examined him thoroughly on this point and find him innocent. Herod came to the same conclusion and sent him back to us. Nothing this man has done calls for the death penalty. All right, now is when he brings out Barabbas. But now a mighty roar rose from the crowd as with one voice they shouted, "Kill him and release Barabbas to us." Barabbas was in prison for starting an insurrection in Jerusalem against the government and for murder. Pilate argued with them, for he wanted to release Jesus. But they shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Once more, for the third time, he demanded, "Why? What crime has he committed? I have found no reason to sentence him to death. I will therefore scourge him and let him go." But they shouted louder and louder for Jesus' death, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate sentenced Jesus to death as they demanded, and he released Barabbas, the man imprisoned for insurrection and murder. But he delivered Jesus to them to do with as they would. As the crowd led Jesus away to his death, Simon of Cyrene, who was just coming into Jerusalem from the country, was forced to follow, carrying Jesus' cross. Great crowds trailed along behind, and many grief-stricken women. But Jesus turned and said to them, "Daughters of Jerusalem, don't weep for me, but for yourselves and for your children. For the days are coming when the women who have no children will be counted fortunate indeed. Mankind will beg the mountains to fall on them and crush them, and the hills to bury them." Now, two others, criminals, were led out to be executed with him at a place called the Skull. There, all three were crucified, Jesus in the center cross, and the two criminals on either side. "Father, forgive these people," Jesus said, "for they don't know what they are doing." And the soldiers gambled for his clothing, throwing dice for each piece. The crowd watched, and the Jewish leaders laughed and scoffed. "He was so good at helping others," they said. "Let's see him save himself if he really is God's chosen one, the Messiah." The soldiers mocked him too by offering him a drink of sour wine. And they called to him, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." A signboard was nailed to the cross above him with these words, "This is the king of the Jews." One of the criminals hanging beside him scoffed, "So, you're the Messiah, are you?" prove it by saving yourself and us too while you're at it. But the other criminal protested, don't you even fear God when you are dying? We deserve to die for our evil deeds, but this man hasn't done anything wrong. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus replied, today you will be with me in paradise. This is a solemn promise. By now it was noon, and darkness fell across the whole land for 3 hours until 3 o'clock. The light from the sun was gone, and suddenly the thick veil hanging in the temple split apart. Then Jesus shouted, Father, I commit my spirit to you. And with these words, he died. In King James, that is Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. And that made the crowd that was watching think he was calling for Elijah. Now, when the captain of the Roman military unit handling the execution saw what had happened, he was stricken with awe before God and said, surely this man is innocent. And then after they saw that he was dead, a man named Joseph, a member of the Jewish Supreme Court from the city of Arimathea in Judea, went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. He was a godly man who had been expecting the Messiah's coming and had not agreed with the decision and action of the other Jewish leaders. So he took down Jesus' body and wrapped it in a long linen cloth and laid it in a new, unused tomb hewn into the rock at the side of the hill. And this was done late on Friday afternoon, the day of preparation for the Sabbath. So they had put him in the tomb, and the women prepared the spices and ointments to anoint his body after their Sabbath was done, which was from Friday at sundown until Saturday at sundown. So they were planning on doing this on Sunday. We shall finish that part of the story after. Hey, where'd that go? Well, I guess we're not completely back to normal, guys. But I've got some of the songs of the crucifixion time. And we'll, as soon as I find them, we'll play them. Hello. After yesterday, it's not quite normal yet, but it's almost normal. Okay, almost, not quite. Okay, this is Alabama singing the old rugged cross.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my throne at last I lay down. Well, I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world as wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross, oh yeah, till my trophies at last I lay down. You know, I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. The old rugged cross, I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, and forever his glory I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it some for a crown.
Always been one of my favorites. That was the song that my Grandma Ward and I used to sing when I would stay with her. It just has a really wonderful, loving memory for me. I love that. All right, now the next one. Okay, and get out your Kleenexes. You're going to need them, darling. Three Rusty Nails.
The blood that washed my sin away. This is a story of long ago, of a man who owned a little store, and I was mighty proud to have my name up over the door. This was some 2,000 years ago, as I recall, located in Jerusalem across the street from Pilate's Hall. I had everything I thought I'd ever need. Folks had come for miles around, regardless of their creed. The only thing I had I didn't think I could ever sell was in a corner on a shelf, three old rusty spike nails. And then one day, a big Roman soldier came through the door. As he walked up to me, it seemed he shook the floor. "Can I help you, sir?" I said with a voice I guess seemed frail. He looked at me with a sneering grin, said, "I want to buy some big, big nails." "Three old rusty spikes is all I have, sir," he said. "For me, that'll do. For the job I have, three's enough. Now, how much do I owe you?" He placed some money in my hand, and I was glad to make the sale. Then I wondered, and I asked him. I said, "Sir, what can you do with just three nails?" He said, "Did you ever hear of a man called Jesus the Nazarene?" "You mean the one who goes about doing good?" He said, "Yes, that's the man." He said, "Well, today I intend to show the world that I'm boss. For with these three old rusty spikes, I'm going to nail Jesus to the cross." I stood there almost numb. You'll never know how I felt. I said, "Please, sir, don't do that." As down on my knees I knelt, he just turned and walked away,
I got up and followed him. I said, please, sir, I'll buy them back. But he just looked at me and grinned. But across the distance, I could see the howling mob through the tears that filled my eyes. Away with him, crucify him. I could hear their angry cries. And over all the groans and the pains of agony, I could hear the sound of a hammer as that big Roman soldier nailed Jesus to a tree. With three rusty nails, they nailed Jesus to the tree. The sun turned to darkness on that day. T'was the day that Jesus died, and the blood flowed from his side. The blood that washed my sins away.
If you ever hit that shop, bless that shopkeeper. Hopefully, that big old Roman soldier was the one that realized who Jesus was when he died. Here's a song called At the Cross.
Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for sinners such as I? At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Well, might the sun in darkness hide, and shut in
Yes, and that's what today is a celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which gave us the hope of eternal life, but also to remember how he got to the place of being able to be resurrected from the dead. What he went through to get to the place where he could rise again. He died first, and he died horribly. He was tortured. He was whipped. He had a crown of thorns put around his head that made blood run down his face. I don't think that's an enviable death at all. But he was willing to do it knowing what his resurrection would mean, knowing that he was expiating the sins of everyone on earth, knowing that he was giving each one of us a chance at eternal life in paradise with him. And that's why he went through that death. He prayed for it to go away. He asked his Father to take it away, but he knew he had to do it. And his Father sent an angel to give him strength to be able to do it because he knew how horrible it was going to be for him. And that's why I'm playing these songs. So they will know, so that we will remember what he was willing to do for us. Here's a song, excuse me, by Charity Gale, and it's called Thank You, Jesus, for the Blood.
You
something we should be very, very thankful for, and praise him for being willing to shed his blood. You know, really, think about it. Think about it. Sister Rosetta, were you there when they crucified my Lord? In the world aren't like that. We're very, very fortunate in that way. So here's one called Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary Because Jesus Shed His Blood for Us.
Thank you.
It's time for the main point of Easter. It's not the chocolate candy. It's not the Easter eggs. It's not the Easter bunny. It's not all the fluffy, cute things. Unless you think where some of those things came from. What do they mean? I was told that the little chicks and the bunnies and the eggs stood for renewal, rebirth, which is what Easter is all about. Jesus' resurrection, Jesus' rebirth from death to life. Think about it that way. And here we go with the Easter story. Very early on Sunday morning, the women took the ointment to the tomb and found that the huge stone covering the entrance had been rolled away. So they went in, but the Lord Jesus' body was gone. They stood there puzzled, trying to think what could have happened to it. Suddenly, two men appeared before them, clothed in shining robes, so bright that their eyes were dazzled. The women were terrified and bowed low before them. Then the men asked, "Why are you looking in a tomb for someone who is alive?" "He isn't here. He has come back to life again. Don't you remember what he told you back in Galilee, that the Messiah must be betrayed into the power of evil men and be crucified, and that he would rise again the third day?" Then they remembered and rushed back to Jerusalem to tell his 11 disciples and everyone else what had happened. The women who went to the tomb were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and several others. But the story sounded like a fairy tale to the men. They didn't believe it. However, Peter ran to the tomb to look. Stooping, he peered in and saw the empty linen wrappings, and then he went back home again, wondering what had happened. That same day, Sunday, two of Jesus' followers were walking to the village of Emmaus, 7 miles out of Jerusalem. As they walked along, they were talking of Jesus' death, when suddenly Jesus himself came along and joined them and began walking beside them. But they didn't recognize him, for God kept them from it. "You seem to be in deep discussion about something," he said. "What are you so concerned about?" They stopped short, and sadness written across their faces. And one of them, Cleopas, replied, "You must be the only person in Jerusalem who hasn't heard about the terrible things that happened there that week." "What things?" Jesus asked. "The things that happened to Jesus, the man from Nazareth," they said. "He was a prophet who did incredible miracles and was a mighty teacher, highly regarded by both God and man. But the chief priests and our religious leaders arrested him and handed him over to the Romans to be condemned to death, and they crucified him. We had thought he was the glorious Messiah, and that he had come to rescue Israel. And now, besides all this, which happened 3 days ago, some women from our group of his followers were at his tomb early this morning and came back with an amazing report that the body was missing, and that they had seen some angels there who told them Jesus is alive. Some of our men ran out to see, and sure enough, Jesus' body was gone, just as the women had said. And he appeared a couple of more times to different people before he ascended. You know? Yeah. Food for thought. That's what Easter is all about. That's the real reason for Easter. Resurrection Sunday. Here's Sister Rosetta one more time. Who rolled the stone away?
tell me who rolled the stone away? Who rolled the stone away? Who rolled the stone away one day from the place where my Jesus lay? He was out of one Sunday morning, just about the break of day. Then a host of angels from heaven came down, rolled that stone away. Then the women told the story. She's on the run. Who rolled the stone away? Who rolled the stone away? Who rolled the stone away one day from the place where my Jesus lay?
Actually, the angels. God didn't come down and do it. He sent angels to do it. Those two angels that were waiting for the women in the tomb to tell them, you're looking for somebody that's not here anymore. He's alive. So here's Dolly Parton to tell you that too.
Gates and doors are barred and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. And just before the sunrise I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle and the voice began to call. I hurried to the window, looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. But there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told me where she'd been. She said they moved him in the night and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away and now his body isn't there. So we both ran towards the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone, an empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. But the wine she said wrapped him in was just an empty shell. And how or where they'd taken him was more. This what I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I had promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I ever had just melted.
Belt out a song, can't she?
Man.
Yes, it was amazing. At any rate, that's one of my favorite Easter songs. I even managed to sing it once. They had a special church program at one of the neighborhood churches. It was fun. Everybody did their thing, and it was great. You got to do that sometimes, you know, just to share it. I love that song. Here is the Hallelujah Chorus from the Messiah, Handel.
Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. Have you guys ever sung that? That really gets into your mind and your heart, and it is really something else to experience that. Oh, wow. I'm going to have to order another tape. I bought my ex a cassette tape of Handel's Messiah one Christmas. And, of course, I don't have it anymore, but I need to get a CD because that is very, very stirring. Man. Okay. Here's one that E sent me last night. Reggae for glory. Glory, hallelujah.
Brasil.
In Rio in Brazil. So that's a original reggae. Why did they pick an American song? I don't know, but I think it's fantastic. So thank you. I think it's wonderful. His truth is marching on. Okay, here is a gal called Sheridan Swaite, and she's singing Christ's, I think it's a she, sing Christ's Hallelujah.
Time the storm that should sound.
Says the original words. It was made to be for Christ. So, there you go. Here's Alabama, Because He Lives.
because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds my future, and life is worth living just because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he all fear is gone, because I know he holds my future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. God sent his son. They call him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Newborn baby and fill the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, that calm assurance, this child can face uncertain days because he lived. And then one day, gonna cross that river, I'll fight life's final war with. And then as it gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory, and I know he reigns. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Yeah, it's an endless surprise to see who does gospel music and really feels it and believes it. And I love it. I love finding more and more people in the music industry that are Christians. I think it's fantastic. It's totally wonderful. So we know that these, I think they're Christians. You know, the Mormon Church, yes, they believe they are Christians and they believe they're right. So more power to them. I ain't going to worry about it. That's up to them. This is the Tabernacle Choir. He is risen. Listen to those Gabriel horns. Wow. They are dramatic. They are very dramatic. But they're huge. Whoa. Here's one that isn't quite as big of a sound, but it's just as lovely. Elvis doing If That Isn't Love.
Got to be loved. What the voices are doing?
Yeah, sure. But he asked me to give him a cutoff. I don't know where it is. I think Johnny can do it. Well, you can have a little thing all the way through it. If you want to.
This is two. We're rolling.
Casting crowns, glorious day.
One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. The word became flesh and the light shined among us, his glory revealed, living he loved me, dying he saved me, the buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain, one day they die on a tree, suffering anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. Hands that heal nations stretched out on a tree and took the nails for me.
Islington Baptist Church with Up From the Grave He Arose.
Lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus my Savior. waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord.
Up from the grave he rose, with a mighty triumph for his foe. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose.
One's probably 5, the other one's maybe 6 or 7, and they're singing their version of He Arose.
Thank you.
had a big finish. Hey, you know, they were up there. Each of them had their own mic, and they were just doing their thing. It was great. It was absolutely fantastic. They knew they were up there. They knew everybody was watching them, and they did what they wanted to do. It was fantastic. Big finish. I love watching little kids do that. Teach them young, and they'll grow up right. That's awesome. One more version of that song, and this one is a mover and a shaker. It's the New Hope Mass Choir. Yeah. Get ready, guys, because they're going to suck it to you.
Hello.
You gotta love it. Oh my goodness. You have got to love that. That is fantastic. Talk about worshiping. Wow. Wow, wow. Okay, I've just got a few more I want to get through, and they're all wonderful, so I'm going to do the best I can. This is Guy Penrod. Then came the morning.
Proud of you, buddy.
They all walked away, nothing to say. They just lost their dearest friend. All that he said, now he was dead. So this was the way it would end. The dreams they had dreamed were not what they'd seen. Now that he was dead and gone, the garden, the jail, the hammer, the nail, how could a night be so afar, the wedding, the water, the wine. Now it was done, they'd taken her son, wasted before his time. She knew it was true, she'd watched him die too. She'd heard them call him just a man, but deep in her heart, she knew from the start, somehow
I'm on my way.
power voice. I love listening to Guy Penrod sing. He's fantastic, fantastic. Now, I've got three more songs that I wanted to play, and he sent all of them. I can only play one, but one I can play next Sunday. The other one I might play anyway, just because I can. It doesn't matter. So, you know, for right now, I'm going to say thank y'all for being here. I do appreciate that. Everyone out in internet land, thank you for tuning in. I hope your Easter was blessed. And join me on Thursday. We're going to have a rock and roll show on Thursday. It's going to be so much fun with so much good music. It always is. Come in and join us. It'll make your life better. Of course. I hope today made your life better. I hope today showed you the blessings of Jesus' resurrection. And don't ever discount it. It's the second most important event, well, maybe the most important event in all time. Christmas was the second most important. Without Christmas, you can't have Easter. Without Easter, we wouldn't be able to have eternal life. So they're both equally important. Don't discount either one of them. Give each one the attention it deserves. Okay? So, here's the one song I'm going to play today is The Easter Song by Tiffany Coburn. And this is one of the ones that he sent.
As he said, quickly now, go tell his disciples. Tiffany Coburn. If you enjoyed this, please follow the link to download my latest music.
Da-da-da, love it. You guys, one final word before I make a final call. I just want to say, may the Lord bless and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Good night. Hope to see you again next Thursday.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why, oh why, oh why can't my dream come true? Oh why? There must be peace and understanding sometime. Strong winds of promise that will blow away all the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on everyone, tell me why, oh why, oh why won't that sun
you. Good night.